clearly tells us will bring sickness and disease upon our physical flesh. I think the Old Testament saints understood these things far better than we do today. I think today the enemy, which is Satan and his hosts, has almost completely blinded the man of the human being, the Christian, as to why we are sick. But when you go back and read and research the Word of God, you will find there's many things in here that tells us why we are sick. Many. And when you see these, you will understand why people are sick. But we've talked about several of these in the last couple of shows, and we started on this list of poverty or perpetual financial insufficiency is an indication you're under a curse, and that barrenness and impotency, together with miscarriages and related female complications, indicates you're under a curse. Now, I might give you a couple of examples right here of experiences I've had with people through my life. When I think about a man being impotent, and especially a man becoming impotent at 40, 45, sometimes even younger, and I've had men and women come to me, Christian men and women, over the years that were married and had been married for 10, 15, 20, 25 years in many different cases. And before they got married, when they were going together, they got sexually involved. They were both Christians. They knew what they were doing was wrong. But they thought, well, since we're going to get married, it's okay. But it was not okay. It put them under a curse. And I've had several experiences with people that would be sexually involved for 6 months or a year or 2 years before they get married, and then they get married, and anywhere from 6 months to 2 years after they get married, and I'm talking about people that are only 30 or 40 years old, and within 6 months to 2 years after they get married, the man becomes impotent. And he's not able to have a sexual relationship with his wife. I've told a lot of people in my life, the devil will do everything he can to get a man and woman in bed together before they get married. And then, once they get married, he will do everything he can through the legal right he has to fix them where they cannot have sex after it becomes legal. But that's what happens. And I've had several cases in the last few years of men and women that will come to me, and I guess the worst scenario case I can think of is a case where they had been going together normally and having a normal sexual relationship for several months before they got married. And then they got married, and 6 or 8 months or a year after they got married, this man became impotent. And for 25 years, they had not had a sexual encounter. A married man and woman, no sex, because they couldn't. They didn't have a clue what the problem was. When they heard me teach the Word of God, and they heard me teach some of these things, this couple came and sat down with me and my wife. And as they sat down with my wife and I, and we discussed the Word of God, I showed them these problems. And I showed them where they could repent of this sin. And if they could have the faith, God would bring them back to a place where they could be restored to their normal sexuality. 25 years of being impotent. Broke the curse after they'd repented of their sins. God is such a gracious God to forgive us our sins. He forgave this couple. They had repented of their sins. They had broken the curse. And then they claimed the blessings and started walking for sure. Of course, they had walked obedience to God's Word for many years, but it didn't make any difference. They had already broken His rules years ago, and they had never repented of their sin. But after repenting of their sin, breaking the curses, and then claiming by faith what was rightfully theirs, this case I'm talking to you about, 3 weeks, 3 weeks after the curse was broken, and this couple now is up in their early 60s, late 50s and early 60s. But that man came to me at church on Sunday, 3 weeks after, and told me that that morning, for the first time in 25 years, him and his wife had had a normal sexual relationship. To think, the devil cheated them for 25 years of their life, all because they didn't realize what they'd done by having sex before marriage had opened the door to a demon. And the demon came in, and he happened to get a demon of impotency. And he was made impotent by that demon. And until the sin was repented of, the curse was broken, the demon driven out, he could never be normal again. But I've seen them like this in many cases. Some of them 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. But that 25-year one is the most severe one that I've seen. But I think, wow, what the devil does to us by legal right. He done this to this couple by legal right. They had brought a curse upon themselves by their sin. And then the curse stopped them from having a normal sexual relationship. So when the Word of God tells us that these things will happen to us, barrenness and impotency, together with miscarriages and related female complications, all these things happen. I have no idea how many demons I've cast out of women that had brought demons upon themselves because of their relationships with other men that they weren't married to, that later when they got married, they couldn't have a relationship, or it was painful when they had a relationship, and it was all about a demon. So the curse has to be broken. The repenting has to be done. And then by faith or total trust in God's mighty word, then and only then can these things be broken and you be restored to normal. So it's amazing what you can do by faith. It's time the Christian stops believing to be normal. We need to be supernatural in all that we do. I mean, we need to be able to do things better than anybody else because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Nothing is impossible with us. Jesus told us under the new covenant, if we'll walk in obedience to His word and do what He says, if we have faith and doubt not, nothing shall be impossible with us. Nothing. That's amazing what the King told us. But the average Christian does not know those promises and does not have any idea that they're in the Word of God. But they are. Now then, if you have if your plans fail and your projects fail, if all these things you do fail and you have untimely and unnatural deaths in your family, these are good indications that you and your family are under a curse. If your daddy died with a heart attack at 45, your grandfather died with a heart attack at 45, and you're 40 years old and you're already having heart problems or had heart surgery once, you better find out what the curse was, get the curse broken, and claim Jesus as the Redeemer for you so that you can live to be 80, 90, 100 years old, whatever you want to live. Because life and death is yours. 1 Corinthians 3:23 says. So you need to realize what is yours. If any kind of sickness and diseases, especially chronic and hereditary diseases, keep coming upon you, you're under a curse. It was not meant for the Christian to be sick. The Word of God says Jesus in Matthew 8:17, Jesus bore our sickness and removed our disease. If Jesus bore our sickness and removed our disease, then why in the world are so many Christians sick? It's because of a lack of knowledge of the Word of God. We just don't believe the promises that the Lord told us in His Word. So since we don't believe them, sickness and disease comes upon us. If we have all kinds of life traumas going from one crisis to another, this is a very good indication that you or your family is under some kind of a curse. And if you have these mental and emotional breakdowns, people should not have mental and emotional breakdowns especially as Christians. You're free from all that. So you'll have to learn how to receive these wonderful things by faith, or you will have these mental and emotional breakdowns. Now, also breakdown of family relationships, including divorce. Many people today have been married and divorced 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 times. It's like they can't find nobody they can live with. Well, let me tell you, if you can't find anybody you can live with after you've tried it 2 or 3 times, you're under some kind of a curse. You're not walking with God. You're not walking in obedience to His Word. You're not doing what He said. Now, some men and some women tear down their homes. They don't even try to make the relationships work. They go into it with the wrong expectations of what marriage is going to be. And they expect too many things from people. And these kind of things, you have to realize that each individual is a human being. And everybody's not going to do everything the same. So, but if you have a family that has this breakdown of family relationships, even between the children, and especially including divorce that goes along with it, if you've had over 2 or 3 of these, you've got a problem. You're under a curse. It's no use in you trying to be married again, because you're never going to find one that's going to work. Not until you repent of your past sins. Not until you break all the curses that are over you and cast out the demons that went with these curses. And any good person that's walking in obedience to God's Word, that knows God's Word, that believes God's Word, can cast a demon out of you once you get your sin repented of. Now, if you're not willing to repent of your sin and change from your wicked ways, nobody can cast that demon out of you. He will not leave because he has legal right to be there. You must want to be free from your sin. And if you do, then you can cast out that demon. Now then, if you're spiritually hindered in hearing God's voice or sensing God's presence or understanding the Word of God, how many people have I heard in my life that says, you know, I've never heard God's voice. I've never heard Him speak in the Spirit or anything. Or I even read the Bible and I can't understand it. Well, first of all, you need to make sure you're saved. If you really are a born-again child of the King, you know you're saved, then you need to break all the curses that have been upon you, claim the redemption from the curse, and drive out the demons, and then begin to go to the Word of God and ask the Father in the name of Jesus to give you revelation and wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God's mighty Word as you read it and study it. As you do that, He will do that for you.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.